The Broncos returned to the practice field on Monday, and among those returning to action was Boss Bailey, who practiced for the first time since injuring his ankle in the team's first preseason game against the Texans. Elvis Dumervil also participated after breaking his left pinky finger, but he still is unsure of the severity of his injury. Marquand Manuel, who also broke a bone in his finger against the Packers, has since had surgery. Manuel said a broken bone could take 6 weeks to heal, but he expects to play with a cast and should be ready for the season opener. Also on Monday, the team parted ways with defensive tackle Josh Mallard and wide receivers Sammy Parker and Lauren Sam. The team must be at the 75-player roster limit by tomorrow at 2 p.m. Finally, news came from head coach Mike Shanahan that Nate Webster has earned the nod to start at middle linebacker, a competition that was close between he and Nico Koutavidis.
It's an honor, you know, first of all, you know, to be named a starter. And the next goal is to get to work and start winning. Just be myself, I think, you know. Use what I've been blessed with to the fullest, getting to the ball, reacting, making plays, and leaving the rest up to the coaches. My years of experiences of playing in the league for a while, you know, certain situations I should be able to step up, be vocal, not only vocal, but let my play do some of the speaking also.
With Webster's presence in the middle, the team will try to improve against the run. For more, we go to Casey Byers. Though it is still too early to tell if the Broncos have corrected the problems they had against the run last season, the preseason has indicated that the first team defense is making strides.
Well, I think we've done a great job. I think, not being here last year, talking to some of the guys that have been around here for some years, they say it's like night and day as far as they were in years past to what we are now. And I think I'm very confident, you know, coming from a good run-stopping team, I think that we definitely are doing what we need to do to stop the run.
In the Broncos' last two games, the defense has buckled down. Marion Barber was limited to 22 yards on 5 carries, and the Packers managed just 31 yards on the ground in the first half.
I would say, you know, the defense is a lot more simplified. You know, you give your guys that's on the defense to use their ability. You know, we have a lot of guys with good talent, great talent on our defense. It's just give us a chance of making plays and run around more.
So just how much of a difference will this make for the defense? It should allow the secondary, which includes Champ Bailey and Dre Bly, to make more plays.
Yeah, obviously, if you can stop the run, you know, you can basically control the game. You can control the time of possession, which is what we always want to win. We can control their playmaking ability, and you know, all their big plays, all offensive big plays, are generated off of play action pass. If, you know, and that's not very successful if your run game is not going good. Linebackers won't bite up, and your underneath coverage is a lot better because your linebackers aren't sucking up on the run because you're stopping the run. So it definitely helps us in the pass coverage as well. Just got to take one step at a time. We're getting there, though.
With the possibility of the starters not playing any snaps in the final preseason game, the next time the Broncos test their rush defense, wins and losses will matter. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.